Greetings, everyone out there in podcast land. This is Mary coming to you on Monday, March 4th. I was teaching a retreat last week and didn't have any classes, so there's no Dharma talk to upload. But I do have a couple of thoughts that I'd like to share with you. First of all, I want to say how deeply, deeply honored and humbled I am by the fact that you download this podcast and presumably listen to it this week, each week, sometimes. And I'm so happy that my words land or sometimes land. And I'm glad we can be in Sangha this way. There's a upside to technology. There's a downside to technology, but there's also this upside that we can connect with folks who we may never see or meet or connect with in any other way. So thanks for taking the time and sending you all each a lot of love. And if there's anything you would like me to talk about, I'm always open to suggestions for Dharma talks, or if you have any questions, please feel free to get back to me, reach out. You can do that via my website, or mary@marystancavage.org is my email. And secondly, as I mentioned, I was teaching a residential retreat over the last few days, and I don't know if you've ever gone on a residential retreat, but if you haven't, I would invite you to see if you can, even if it's only a few days, two nights, a weekend. It is such a beautiful opportunity to take a step back from our daily lives, to retreat, literally, from the daily grind, which seems to be getting more and more intense in this world we're in. And it's not that we're running away when we retreat, but we're nourishing ourselves. We take a retreat, we take a step back, we pause, we still, we listen, we connect with our hearts, we connect with this moment, we connect with what's right here. We do that when we sit on the cushion on our regular practice, but to have this extended period is really quite a beautiful opportunity to really open to what's happening, perhaps what's underneath the thoughts that we're so used to dealing with, so used to getting caught up in. So retreats can be quite expensive. There are a lot of retreat centers that charge quite a lot, but there's also some retreat centers around that are really dedicated to making the Dharma accessible in this way. We were just at a retreat center this weekend, Dhammadina in California, in Joshua Tree, California, that is dedicated to making the Dharma accessible. And Insight Retreat Center up in Redwood City, California, IRC, is also dedicated to making these teachings and residential retreats available to folks. So I invite you to look around, and I hope you can find some that are accessible. It's really important, and I think we're understanding that historically, or over the last several decades, it's been out of range for so many people that the intentionality to make them accessible is foremost in many areas. So I hope you find a way to get to a retreat at some point. And then third, I want to share a line that one of my co-teachers offered in his Dharma talk the other night. My colleague, Jokai Blackwell, who's a Zen teacher. And he used a line that said, he said, "Declare a unilateral peace with the way things are. Declare a unilateral peace with the way things are." And when I let that sink in, that's another beautiful invitation to equanimity. That's a different way of saying right now it's like this. And not just right now it's like this, but can I be at peace with the way it is? again, not necessarily acceptance or condoning or saying, okay, if this is the way it is, there's nothing I can do, but just to quit fighting it. There's a difference between recognition of something that's difficult or challenging or unjust or unskillful or harmful and saying, okay, this is the way it is, and giving up. It's not that we give up, it's just that we acknowledge right now it's like this, declaring a unilateral peace with the way things are. I often say we can't win a fist fight with reality, and I think this goes hand in hand with that. We can't win a fist fight with reality, so to acknowledge reality is to make peace with it, and then we determine what the next step might be. Maybe we do something to end some harm or injustice, but to fight the way it is right now, it's a scream and shout, no, it can't be this way. That just serves no purpose. And I hope you don't think I mean that, as I said, we're just giving up on things. It means that, okay, it sucks right now. It's really crappy. And I acknowledge that, and I acknowledge the feelings that brings up, and I acknowledge everything, but I acknowledge that that's the way it is, and I'm not gonna add any extra suffering or dukkha or discontent to my life. I'm gonna just be as equanimous as I can be, and then see what the wise and skillful action is in that regard. So thank you so much, my friends, for being here. Thank you so much, my friends, for listening. And remember, I invite you to declare a unilateral peace with the way things are. Sending you much, much love. And I will see you next week.